Chapter 21. Martha did not sleep a wink on the night that the vermin were sighted. It was as if some unreasoning panic was welling up in her. Vermin at the very gates of her beloved abbey. Restlessly, she roamed Great Hall, propelling the little cart which held her chair by pulling it along with the crutch that Torrin had made for her. Moonlight sent pale shafts of light in varied hues as it shone through the stained glass windows onto the worn stone floor. Travelling through the patches of darkened light, the young hermaid arrived at the tapestry of Martin the Warrior. She gazed up at the figure of the heroic mouse. It was illuminated by a small lantern on either side. Martha voiced her fears and worries to her friend.
Oh, Martin, what shall we do? Sarabando and Bragoon have left the abbey, and all on my silly little behalf. Abbot Carroll gave Bragoon your great sword to take with him. I'd stay in my chair forever, if only they were back here at Redwall. The safety of this abbey and all my friends here is far more important than foolish dreams of being able to walk. With my brother and the other young ones gone, who will help us against the vermin? The very thought of those cruel, murderous vermin getting inside our gates is horrible.
Hear now, young Martha, what's all this?
She gave a start as the abbot loomed up out of the shadows.
Father Abbot, I thought you'd gone to your bed.
Carol sat down on the edge of the cart and looked over the top of his glasses at her.
And I thought you had too, miss.
The sound of the main abbey door opening caused them both to pause. The abbot's loud whisper echoed around the hall columns.
Who's there?
Torrin's voice replied.
'Tis only me and firm old Dwirl, father. We just been relieved the wall guard by Junty Salahag and Weld.
The pair joined Martha and Abbot Carroll. Dwirl tugged his snout politely.
What be yous a-doing sitting down here? Should be snoring abed. 'Tis awful late.
The abbot put on his wise face.
Oh, we were just discussing a few things, weren't we, Martha?
The hermaid managed an important little cough.
Yes, just small bits of business. What's he like out there, Torrin? Any more news of the, vermin?
The Otterkook sat back on his rudder.
No, miss. They ain't up to much. Their fires are burnt low. We think they're sleeping. We've been watching the ditch outside the front gate t'other side of the path, making sure they don't try to sneak along it.
Martha asked the question she had been anxious to have answered.
Aren't you afraid?
Torrin rubbed his wide midriff thoughtfully.
Bless your heart, pretty one. Of course we are. Only a fool would say he wasn't. We're afraid as any sensible beast should be. But we ain't scared. What I mean is, we're only afraid for the safety of others. Dibbins and young'uns like yourself. But if we got to do something about it, we ain't scared of vermin.
Formal licked his lips.
I'm afeard.
Torrin raised his eyebrows at this remark.
You afeard?
A huge grin creased the mole leader's homely face.
Aye, sir. Afeard I'll fall asleep and missy breakfast. I'm a-thinking I'll go to e kitchens and get a hurly one.
Martha laughed at the mole's comical logic.
What a great idea, sir. I think we'll join you.
The kitchen was crowded with Redwallers of a like mind, even Dibbins. No beast could sleep with the excitement of the night. Grandmum Gervil and three young moles were busy filling baked apples with honey and chopped hazelnuts. Gervil curtsied to the abbot as she bustled by.
Come in and sit down, sir, and you mothers too. It be's a good job my old bones can't be asleep, and so I'm a-keeping myself busied.
They found seats around the kitchen table and began pouring a sauce of meadow cream and rose hip over their baked apples. Every beast was watching the abbot as he paused before eating to address them.
What we need are some good contingency plans, my friends. Seeing as most of us are here, I'll take any suggestions.
Muggum was sitting up on a shelf among the spice jars with his cohort of Dibbins. The mole babe raised his spoon.
I says, chubby vermin's tails off and with dirt rusty knife and bar some in hot soapy water. Hurr, them soon bees glad to run away after that. Ho-er-oi!
This met with hearty applause and much sneezing from the Dibbons, two of whom had opened a hot root pepper jar